The following year, articles from Slate, The Root, with alternating opinions, Gawker, and NPR all take notice of this phenomenon.
Across the platform, about 500 million tweets are fired off per day. So how do individual Black people come together to form Black Twitter? Hashtags.
That's what made Black Twitter so innovative and disruptive. Its members used hashtags to talk about seemingly random, regular, not time-sensitive stuff with such veracity that it would trend. Since that original Pew Research Center study in 2009, more people have researched what makes the internet such an active place for Black folks.
I oftentimes say that, you know, in my sort of research and looking at Black Twitter and young people's use of Twitter, that they move from kind of power users to powerful users, right? And power users, right, are people who might use Twitter, right, at an exceptional rate compared to other populations or segments of the population. But powerful is something different, right? Powerful is sort of used in a way to have social impact. And so in that sense, I think as people begin to understand the potential that social media provides in terms of a tool for connecting, a tool for building, a tool for communicating, a tool for organizing, that they're beginning to understand, right, how to be powerful and not just power in terms of how they use the technology.
Trending topics were usually about current events. But you know you're Black if, Black moms be like, and late night, you ain't hitting it right, that Corey referenced in his piece, were all forms of storytelling as opposed to updates.